It's National Book Month, and Barry Stewart Mann has a story about books and words and the lessons they can teach us.
The power of words has always delighted and mystified me. I'm sure I owe some of that to my second grade teacher at Oradell Public School in suburban New Jersey, Mrs. Prober. I remember her clearly, a poised young woman of simple beauty, with a gentle smile, understanding eyes, and sandy brown hair held together in a plain barrette. Our school was at the center of town, just two blocks up the hill from the public library, so our class made regular trips there, strolling two by two on the well-kept sidewalks. I remember one sunny morning, heading back to school from one of those treasured book-borrowing expeditions. Mrs. Prober led the way, chatting with those of us at the front of the line. At one point, she was talking to Richard Geller, a boy with thick glasses and a shock of black hair overhanging his brow. I heard Richard tell Mrs. Prober that he had read two whole books that week. "Two books? That's wonderful, Richard," she said. Now, I was one of the better readers in the class, and quite proud of it. Richard, on the other hand, sometimes struggled. Seeing what seemed like a chance for some easy approval, I casually and impulsively piped in, "Two books? That's nothing. I've read six books this week, at least." Richard didn't seem to notice, but without missing a beat, Mrs. Prober turned around, looked at me with an icy stare and a brittle smile, and said, "I wasn't talking to you, mister." I felt as small as a pebble beneath Richard's foot. My feelings were hurt, of course, because I loved and admired Mrs. Prober, but I also knew she was right. I realized I had spoken hastily, and that Richard's two books and his much-deserved praise were none of my business. Looking back, I know that Mrs. Prober's terse rejoinder in itself would have been more than enough to put me in my place, but the real lesson was in the power of that one word, mister. The thoughtfulness of the mmm, the hiss of the s, the crack of the t, and the snarl of the rrr. "I wasn't talking to you, mister." It was a lesson I learned the hard way, and a moment that resonated in later years when I discovered words like arrogance, gall, vanity, and the tragic flaw of classical heroes, hubris. I still delight in the power of words, and I still think of Mrs. Prober, wherever she is, with love and admiration.